I don't know if you're seeing patients like this, but how do you approach the patient who's just completing 5 years of an adjuvant AI? Do you continue it or stop it?
At this point, I stop it. We just need more data. I think that this is an area where you would discuss things with a patient, and it very much reminds me of the situation I used to have with tamoxifen 10 years ago. I used to leave patients on longer. They would be uncomfortable coming off. We didn't have any data at that point. Since that time, we have had data from at least one of the studies, the NSABP-B14, where re-randomization for 10 years showed actual increase when you took 10 years of tamoxifen compared to 5. And so I think
increase we have to... Increase in relapse.
In relapse, that's correct. So I think we have to be very careful with this area. You know, obviously bone mineral density is one issue. You know, we may have some treatments for that. It looks as though from both the Austrian study as well as the ZFAST study that early intervention with a bisphosphonate can essentially abrogate bone mineral loss. But then there's other symptoms of total estrogen deprivation that we may not know about yet. Effects on the vascular system, effects on the CNS system. So I think that exposing someone to more than 5 years of an AI at this point really involves uncharted waters in terms of risks.